Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Off the air here in the studios, we've been hearing Josh rave about all the hot female newscasters he got to hang out with yesterday at Broncos training camp. Ooh. Does your girlfriend know about this?
Oh, she's about to.
You're lusting after all these hot reporters?
I think if she saw one in specific, she would not be mad about it.
Right?
She is.
Who is it?
Kay Adams, she's just like the most stunning broadcaster that you'll ever see. I mean, she's beautiful. You can't put it any other way. I was down at Broncos training camp yesterday, and she was there. So she kind of travels to every team throughout training camp. And yesterday, I got luck of the
okay.
I got luck of the draw.
Wah wah wee wah.
Yeah,
she probably knows a lot about football too.
Oh, she does.
Okay, good.
No,
just want to put that out there.
Brilliant football mind as well. Like seriously, she knows her stuff.
She's there for
she
a reason.
Like she's tapped in already.
Oh, she's there for a reason for sure.
Yeah.
And she brought everybody voodoo donuts.
Stuff.
That's another thing.
That's nice.
She brought everybody voodoo donuts, which is so great. And I think I've also been like permanently babified. I know you just keep looking at her, babified or wussified, I don't know how to say it. Working here with you guys, I have not had to take on as much of a sports load, meaning like I haven't had to cover the Broncos as much anymore. And when I went out there yesterday, it was so hot and I spent so many hours out there.
Okay. Cool me down.
Yeah, no. But I'm like,
spritz me with some water.
I'm so used to the AC. I'm like, bring me back to the AC.
Spoiled
I was
boy.
Drenched in sweat till like 3 p.m. yesterday.
Was she sweaty too?
Yeah.
She was looking good.
So into this sports story. This is
funny.
This
is the sports segment I can get on board.
Katie,
with.
Did you look her up?
Nicole, turn off the radio.
I know what Kay Adams looks
if
like.
If my wife
she's
is
gorgeous.
Listening, turn off the radio.
Stunning.
She's absolutely. You're right. She's stunning. But she's also, like
you
said, a brilliant football mind.
I could never be with that type of person because it's hard enough being with Nick Knack, who loves football so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nonstop.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And she gets to hang out with all the big, hot football dudes all day. So
yeah, she's
you know
in
how
locker
intimidating
rooms.
That would be?
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. You know what? Speaking of Nick Knack, she was messaging me this morning because, you know, we've gotten rid of all of our streaming services, basically, that we can watch football on.
Oh, no.
She's like, what are we going to do? Because season's firing up here. I don't know. I have no idea. How she's thinking we just go get old school like digital antenna maybe.
Well, you have
you could for at least Broncos
because
yeah.
Thursday
yeah.
nights are
Amazon.
On Amazon Prime, so we still have a Prime. I do have that.
Do you have cable for ESPN when the games are on ESPN?
No,
it's just Monday Night Football, but that's the Broncos' first game.
But what's
right?
Monday Night Football on
ESPN?
ESPN, but you
I don't
that's
have
a
ESPN,
Disney
but aren't
Plus
they usually
Hulu,
on like
right?
ABC
I
as well?
I don't know. I think that's ESPN Plus. Yeah.
They, Monday nights usually on local.
The NFL is
the
games
worst
that's the
at putting games on everything.
Yeah,
and some of them are on Peacock, I'm seeing now. Some Sunday night footballs
that's
are on Peacock.
That's a free app, though, right? Peacock
no.
is
no,
free,
it's not.
No.
Isn't it?
ESPN's not free.
Am I using somebody's Peacock accidentally?
Yep,
is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, and like we have no local channels right now, really. Like,
would YouTube TV be the best?
I blew
then?
Out YouTube TV because it was so expensive. I'm not paying $90
well,
a month
get
for.
An antenna.
We were watching. Yeah, but is that going to get me all the games? I don't know.
Well,
I have no clue.
So I need an NFL
on.
Expert to call in or text me. How do I get
yeah,
all the NFL
how do
games?
You?
At least all the Bronco games.
Yeah.
I need all the Bronco games this season. 303-691-1649.
Tell us how.
Kay Adams, if you're listening, call in and let us know. Sports with JKJ. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going back to this because I am pissed. It is so difficult and so confusing to figure out how you can watch the Broncos games this upcoming season. On what streaming service? Do I need an antenna? Tyler wrote in and said you can get the games on Fox, NBC, and ABC with an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
But not all Monday games are also broadcast by ABC. The international games are NFL Network only. Plus, there's Amazon exclusive games. What happened to the days where I just flipped on Channel 4 and I could watch every Broncos game?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's too
like
much.
That.
It's not like that anymore.
Now you need special apps to watch special games. Maybe you need an antenna. Does the antenna look good on my 86-inch TV or is it going to be all grainy?
We did this to ourselves.
I hate this.
I know, but we asked for all of
and
our
I don't even care.
TV channels. Remember when we all were like, wouldn't it be great if I just paid for the TV channels I watched?
You're right.
That's what did this.
Now
so
it's a
we
nightmare.
Asked for it. It really is.
I mean, I guess I got Prime, so I can. What night are the Prime games on? Thursdays?
Thursday night.
So we can
Prime.
Watch it on Prime if they're playing Thursday night.
But that's only like once a year.
Yeah. Right. You only get like one Prime game a year.
So then the other ones, I guess I'll need an antenna.
Yeah.
Or do we get ESPN when you have Disney Plus?
Yes,
it's part of that.
ESPN.
Yeah, you get
so maybe I can
if you
watch
have the bundle.
I
don't know if I have the bundle. I don't want
Disney
a bundle.
Plus, no.
Yeah.
And I'm so sick of bundling.
I know.
I hate all of it. It's too hard.
Go Broncos.
No.
No, it is.
This isn't even for me. I'm trying to make my wife happy.
And it's one game a week. That's the thing is we try so hard. Like, and all of our teams, it's just like.
Now, what if I
so
buy
harder to watch?
The NFL app? Isn't there an NFL app? Can I watch all the games on that?
Red Zone? Like, you can get Red Zone, and that'll show you all the games, like, in the real time. Well, it shows you the highlights. Like, you can watch all the games at the same time is what I mean. So you can, like, go in between games for Red Zone. But, I mean, that's not, like, that's for fantasy football, I feel, and, like, people who bet. Because, like, that's not for a local. Like, if you want to watch your team play, Red Zone's not it.
Yes, there is an official NFL app. It provides free access to latest news, score stats, and highlights. Plus, options to stream games.
No,
oh, now I
got
to get an
out.
NFL Plus
that's different.
Subscription. Okay, hold on. If I get the NFL Plus subscription, shouldn't I be able to watch just every game via
Jeremy.
That?
Can you not do that? Is
don't
that does it say?
Know.
Well, that's the thing. You can stream live, local, and primetime games on mobile devices.
But
with an NFL network with a subscription.
Sometimes they get blacked out.
Yeah.
Well, then what do I do?
And
you have to go to your local, which means back to the antenna.
Exactly.
I don't want to buy an antenna. And will that look good on an 86-inch TV?
Hold on.
It's going to be a bunch of pixely little dudes running around, and we're not going to even enjoy it.
I know. It's so
I hate football.
It's so bad.
Wait, I'm Googling it.
What are you Googling?
I know.
Why is this so horrible?
Can look discreet and blend in well.
Well,
with
I know
the
how the antennas
86.
Work.
No, like I'm seeing the picture. It says it's possible.
It's possible. See, I went too big on the TV.
Oh my goodness.
So I need to go buy a smaller TV.
Bro, I hate this.
I know.
So much.
Okay, and somebody wrote in and said YouTube TV is the best way to go for NFL games. So, but here's the problem. I canceled that because it's $90 a month.
That's crazy.
But I guess to make things incredibly simple, I could just do YouTube for the next few months until February and then cut it off again, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not worth that's $90 a month for just the Broncos. You're not going to
I don't want
to
do that
for the Dolphins or the, you know, the Ravens.
And then there's this lady who keeps texting
She's
in. I'm not going to mention her name, but she wants me to hack a Fire Stick. She's like, my husband can come over and hack your Fire
She's like,
Stick.
I'm not joking about the Fire Stick.
Keep your hands off my Fire Stick, ma'am. Leave my Fire Stick alone, for God's sakes. There you go. There's your Mix 100 Sports Report.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype. With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, the Department of Transportation, they've done a little something-something. They've done a solid for a bunch of video game nerds. They've hired more than 2,000 video gamers as air traffic controllers, reaching 94% of its hiring goal. It's the most ever in a single year. They launched the recruitment campaign in April, targeting young adults with gaming skills.
That's so
transferable
smart.
To aviation, including multitasking, problem solving, and high cognitive function. This is perfect for gamers.
So perfect.
This is what they do.
They talk things out while they're doing
do.
It.
And I very close to someone who flies planes a lot, and she says that ATC, air traffic control, is heavily short-staffed. And
looking,
I know you've got the acronym.
That's ATC on the XYZ, the FAA.
We talk about it so much, we had to shorten it a little bit.
The only thing I'm worried about is, like, gamers are used to, like, respawning and having unlimited lives. And I'm like, this is real life here.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to get it right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no going back after you fall into a lava pit or
and
something.
And mom's not
going to
bring you pizza rolls. Well, she might. I don't know that.
Right.
Like, it could still be a thing.
Yeah.
One time only.
That's pretty cool.
They
said
that
they're building the strongest, sharpest workforce in aviation history. So
a really smart move, whoever made that happen. happen.
That's pretty solid right there.
Yeah.
Can I control these planes with my Xbox controller?
Exactly.
That is my only question. And do you have a fully stocked fridge of Mountain Dew? Code red.
Okay, so Taylor Farms is now recalling over a dozen different products linked to the poopy diarrhea lettuce. Now, I mean, we've talked about how they've expanded to jalapenos, but now they're expanding to even more things that might include lettuce or jalapenos or peppers or whatever that they're producing, like salsas and guacamoles that could potentially have all this stuff
not
in there.
Not the avocados.
Avocados from Mexico.
I don't think it's hit the avocados yet,
well,
but part of the problem is, well, it's in their guacamole, they're mixing in like the jalapenos and various things.
Okay.
So that's what they're worried about, and they're recalling them from stores like Target and Walmart, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Kroger. So essentially right now, check your products, and if you have anything Taylor Farms, you probably should just try to go back in for a refund or just let it go.
What the frick did these guys do there?
What happened? That it's like this?
We got a number two. We got a number two.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Okay, so this is very local. Denver Water has moved beyond warnings, and they are now officially in the enforcement phase of their drought restrictions. They say customers are remaining limited to just 2 days a week right now. And those voluntary compliance restrictions haven't generated enough conservation. So last week, they got out in their little water vans probably and on their e-letters. And they're starting to send out the fines to the people who are not obeying by the water authority.
I heard it starts at like $250 too, so they're not playing.
Yeah, it's going to sting. They say we've got to conserve as much as we can right now. We're thinking about 2027 at this point. We don't know what the snowpack's going to look like this winter, so the goal is to just reduce at least 20% of the water usage right
now. And listen, I am not judging your grass right now. In fact, if I go out there and I see lush green fields in your yard, I'm judging that. I'm like,
mine looks pretty good.
It's not okay.
But
like, well,
I follow the rules. I am 2 days a week.
Okay.
Hand to God, I'm 2 days a week. But I have put so much Revive and different water-saving fertilizers down on my lawn. It's working.
Okay.
You know,
so much so the
little old lady that lives next door to me is constantly messaging us, what are you doing with your lawns?
Well, yeah.
Mine looks like Satan hit it.
Yeah.
It looks like the gates of hell open up on my front lawns.
Wow,
I've been praying to the rosary that my grass gets greener.
That little old lady's intense.
Yeah.
Huh?
She's I've been sprinkling the holy waters on my lawn, but what do you got over there, Revive?
It's like, that's I've been funny. Praying to the Revive gods.
Exactly. Man. It's
yeah.
fine.
So anyway, use your Revive, people.
Okay. All right. So this thing in Alt that happened, did you hear about the Fall Festival, first of all, in August? It is so hot, and it's already the Fall Festival.
The
microburst.
The microburst, yeah.
The microburst that caused the bounce house to fly high in Alt, and this bounce house slammed straight into a jam tent.
Not the jam tent.
Jams and jellies, like that kind of stuff. Preserved fruit everywhere, guys.
No.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Johanna Emery, she's the vendor and the owner of this homemade jam fruit tent thingy, and she's okay. She did get some, bruising and concrete smashed into her chest, which she's
good
doing
God.
That. No, well, from her tent, because you know how they have
like the weights
the
and stuff on them.
Yeah, and it was that
sounds
concrete
horrible.
That smashed into her chest. I mean, if you see the pictures of this festival, the tents are demolished. Like
the microbursts are nuts.
Went through it.
It'll
it
take
did.
You out.
Absolutely. And so
I got to ask you though, was there anybody in the bounce house?
No. I was just going to say the owner
that's
of the
too
bounce
bad.
Castle. No, we're so happy.
I have a weird fantasy of being in a bounce house.
Well, maybe you can do that, but the children
I don't want
safe.
The children.
Thank you.
I want full-grown adults in there.
All safe.
Let me rephrase all that. I don't want any children in there getting hurt.
Okay, good.
Don't email me
there
your hate
go.
Letters today.
Yeah.
I, as an adult, would like to be in there when a microburst hits and go, wee!
Yeah.
I think it would be a blast.
I'm not going to lie.
Are you
that
kidding
sounds
me?
Fun.
Right?
Really
you're like Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, the house up in the tornado, except
exactly.
you're in a big old bounce house. shaped like a castle.
You know that's just airflow going into it. The second you get swooped up, you're flat in there.
I was going to say.
Look at this guy over here, Bill Nye over here.
No, cushion.
No, I want to bounce around in there still.
Yeah. No, I know the bouncing part might be a little.
Physics.
I want snacks. I want some toast and some of that lady's jam while I'm up in there.
I think maybe we are
the product. Bill Nye over here.
We're the product of the trampoline where one of us would jump on one side and send the other flying.
Yeah, bounce.
So that's why we think this is fun.
Yes.
I want to get way up in the sky in a bounce house.
But man, the microbursts in Colorado are something else. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the way that they just take things up and smash them into
generally what they do.
I have seen this so many times in different areas of Colorado. No place else. No place else.
You're a microburst expert?
I mean, I'm from the state of tornadoes. Like, North Dakota has so many tornadoes because it's so flat. And I saw a KFC sign go up and down.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, I didn't.
Colonel Sanders is up in the air.
I swear to goodness. But the microbursts around here are on another level. So, again, thankfully, everybody's okay. No kiddos were hurt, aside from the bruises and whatnot.
How many jars of jam were lost?
Oh, she lost $500, which to a small business is
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So if you see Johanna and her homemade jams out at other festivals,
buy two jars of her jam.
Make up for it because she went through it. My goodness.
Is her the name of her business? That's my jam.
Oh, it needs to be. Oh, yeah. Jamming out something.
No.
Something. No.
That's my jam.
Is pretty good.
That's my jam.
You want it with that? Absolutely. Okay. So we need to talk about this because when you're on I-25 or any of the interstates, any of the roads, whatever, and you're driving, and all of a sudden a motorcycle comes out of nowhere.
Hate it.
Splits right in between you and
the car next
to you.
That's when we need a microburst.
Oh, my goodness. Because that's the thing. When they're on motorcycles, the only way that that's legal is if traffic is stopped.
Yep.
And then they drive through.
Still hate it.
One person on a motorcycle, they learned the hard way. They were driving, I think it was on 88th Avenue, but they drove between two Colorado State Patrol vehicles.
No.
Marked. CSP like completely illegal. It was all caught on camera because then wait, there's more.
What?
Immediately after this motorcycle crashes into a car in front of them. Oh my goodness.
What are you doing?
Obviously, they came out and had to talk about
it.
Drunk? CSP. No, I just think that they didn't realize that they were doing this to two cops. I think that they just saw two cars, threw them off. It was one of those things where they didn't even know what they were doing, but they did have a CSP spokesperson come out and talk about how this is a perfect example of a legal lane splitting, not the legalized lane filtering, which is what we just talked about with the vehicles are stopped.
It makes me jump every time and they come flying up.
Whoa. Every time? I never see it.
They're
going
to take off a mirror.
I don't. And then do you also like scoot over to the left? Or, like, to get away from them? Like, for me?
No, if anything, I try to bump.
Sometimes
I open up my door.
No.
We're in trucks. We try to bump them.
We want everyone to be safe. No, I always get even farther away from them. I don't want anybody to hurt them.
Just a love tap.
And then I may even follow them just so everyone stays away from them. Like, I want to keep them safe. So I'm like
you're
the
bubble.
You're such a mom. I'm such a mom. That is such
a
mom move. You don't like that?
No, okay. We're not like that.
Okay, but anyway, don't do that. Don't do that. And thankfully, everyone's okay in that example as well. But my goodness. All right, and then we're going to close it out today.
Oh, God, there's more.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this. A Lakewood priest who rides his scooter to church and posts inspirational quotes on Facebook like your grandma.
What is he
doing? His name is Father Weektold Kadzimartzidik.
Well done.
What?
Good.
He's been at this Lakewood Church for 6 months. He's from Poland, and he's got jokes. Do we have those jokes? Do we not have those
jokes? Oh, did you pull audio? You got to let me know.
I know. I didn't let you know.
Katie, let me know you pull audio.
He just said, I've got jokes. So then it's such a hard one.
Well, there's your mile high.
Great audio.
Are we done now?